Hello.
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 Oh, Lord.
I can't hear her.
Hi, I'm here. I'm
Oh,
here.
okay. Sorry. I was like
It's
wondering because I tried a different I logged out and then I had to actually create my own account, so I didn't even realize. I think like John.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha. Well, welcome to the
Oh,
podcast.
yay.
I'm
We're
hosting today. I'm this is Lori, and I'm actually hosting today's podcast with
Christina
Chris.
or Chris, which I'm super excited about this because this is kind of like a surprise to me
Right,
today. Like,
you have no idea. it's actually it's actually a conversation we've might have had before. So just for those that are listening and that may have listened in the past, we're doing things a little different now. I guess we're both taking turns hosting so that we just, I guess, not only get a chance to explore our own ideas and explore our own subjects, but also because I feel like Christina and I have the ability to fall into conversation and completely listen to one another, but then we just go, I mean, we can go on for a long time. But it's really nice because I know that I've learned a lot from just listening to you. So we thought that it would be easier maybe not to have it so themed and to just kind of go into conversation and see where it takes us, because we always seem to fall into really good topics. So, matter of fact, my topic for today is just like what I've been feeling. And what I've been feeling is that I'm completely out of my, like, I cannot get into my routine. I've been completely out of it for, I'd say, a good 2 solid weeks. So I'll have a really good day like today where I got up and I did my thing and, I did my whole morning. And then, like, I don't know what tomorrow brings. Like, I'm not even sure. When in the past I have been sure, like, I've been sure that tomorrow I'll wake up and I'll do it and I'll repeat the same thing. But I've just been so completely off lately. I don't know if it's like something astrologically is going on. I don't know what's happening, but I mean, my question really is, has this happened to you, which I assume it has, and what do you do about it? Like, where do you how do you first how do you feel about it when it does happen to you? Because I know I feel shitty about it. And then what do you do about it?
And is that kind of like a question specifically for me or for me and the audience to
I guess
answer?
for you and the audience, that would be nice if somebody wants to, email in and let us know how they kind of get out of there. I mean, everybody falls into a rut, but I just feel like this is, I'll tell you why this scares me, but I'll wait for your answer first, because yeah. So
I
yeah.
think you know that I get into ruts.
Yeah.
I think I am free falling happily in this rut right now because I know everything that I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm like, okay, that's everything. Those are all my goals. That's everything I want to do, and but I'm gonna do all of this other stuff first, which is
Okay.
like me time. I think for me, it's like after the whole pandemic, and we just kind of just had so much time to, I mean, obviously, I never want anybody to think that I take what happened in the pandemic lightly, like, but I do want to say that, I feel good. I feel fortunate about my
Like the outcome, I guess.
Terrible. Yeah, it wasn't so terrible as it could have been, thank God, knock on wood, right? It's still happening. So anyway, but the point is, like, I got into the pandemic and I was like, okay, this is the time that God has said, you know what, we need you to spend time working on your stuff and figuring out what you want to do. And so I think I spent a lot of time, a lot of reflection in 2020, and it was fantastic to see everything that arose in my mind and really just kind of do my own therapy. But yeah, getting back into the groove of it for me takes the willpower, and that's something I feel like honestly 2 weeks ago I was the last day that I was struggling with not knowing how to get on track. Now I know how to get on track. I just got to get on track.
You know. I mean, it's just, I mean, but what happened? Like, is it a thing of like that we get used to things and we just think like, oh, I'll wait, you know, like I've done my routine 5 days in a row so I could skip tomorrow. And then it's like, all right, well, I could skip tomorrow again. And I, you know, like, is that what happens? Is it like a snowball effect? It's just like,
A person I admire because as a Capricorn, you have your schedule, you follow your schedule. As an Aquarius, we rebel against schedules. Right. And right. That kind of thing is a little bit annoying and tormenting as you know. Right. I only say this is because your husband is an Aquarius and we discuss these kind of things. You know, like we just don't want schedules. We're just the type of people that's like we want to be sought after and then you tell me what to do.
Right.
To do it independently. It's just because there's just so many things that you can do in this world. You know, and it's so
like you don't want to be locked down. Like you basically don't want to be. Okay. But then don't you also go into that sense of like, I wish I had something to do.
Absolutely.
You know, too much freedom. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. I enjoy this. I enjoy school. I enjoy classes. I enjoy the schedule being made for me. I cannot be relied on.
Gotcha. Okay. I now I understand. You enjoy... Yes. Oh,
I enjoy
you see,
the
I didn't
structure,
even
as long as yes. I'm not creating it and I'm yes. not the boss of it, which is a problem.
But you also enjoy the structure, however, you don't always like to be told what to do.
Well, if I can get away with it, if I'm the one telling myself what to do, right. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Then
right,
I'm
right,
looking
right.
at my
yeah.
like there's like the angel on one side, the devil on the other side. That's like, I'm not going to eat the Oreo cookies today. And the devil's like, come on, don't be stupid.
Yeah.
Eat those Oreo cookies. And the only reason why I bring up Oreo cookies is because I just had them 3 seconds ago. So.
Oh, I know. They're sitting in my closet. They're sitting in the cabinet, like talking to me. They're like, you know, you want me. And I'm like, nope. I'm not going there right now. I'm not doing this. So
I managed to only have 4. So that was actually a
good
thing good. For me.
That's resistance. That's good. That's
for
good.
Me, it is.
The reason why I bring it up and why I say that it's scary for me is because I, you know me, I'm a very scheduled routine person. And so that when I'm off, I know from my past, when I'm off my schedule is when, you know, things start to shift for me and they don't shift in a good way. That's what I mean. Yeah. So like for me to stay on schedule, it means that I'm producing, stuff inside of me that I want to produce. I'm producing more love. I'm producing more self-care and more, a lot of more of the self stuff. It's when I'm not in the routine, it means that I'm obviously putting other things first that really don't matter much, you know, that I can actually wait.
Can I ask you a question about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you, one, first of all, it makes you feel like you're out of your routine. And two, are you truly out of your routine or are you just not in control of it completely? And then 3, do you have a checklist that you can check off all the things that you've done through the day so that you at least know what percentage of the things that you want to accomplish are actually
happening? All right. So yes, I can answer. I definitely feel like I'm not in control if my routine is not going according to plan. Yes. Mm-hmm. But I've also learned that I have to let go of control because if I go by the checklist, then I'll look back at it and be like, oh my God, that I missed these other things. Like, I feel like there's just, I'm putting too much on my plate. That's my thing. And I'm not really sure what's supposed to come first.
Mm-hmm.
So I've switched all that up because when I first started this routine, I'd say 2016. So about 5 years ago, I mean, the very first thing I did was I woke up and I did my morning pages. That was it. There was no stopping me. And then I went about the rest of the stuff. But lately, that hasn't been happening. And I'm like, oh my God, what does this mean? Like, what if, you know, like I started the, so basically I started the routine because I was in a very depressive state. And so this routine helped me learn so much of myself and heal. So mm-hmm. my fear is, oh my God, what if I like lose this routine and I go back there? I know that that's not true. Mm-hmm. I know that I've healed so many parts of myself that I can't even imagine going back into that state, but that's where the fear arises, you know, mm-hmm. where it's like, mm-hmm. oh my God, I'm not going from point A to point B. I'm instead doing like point A, I'm going at point A, going to D, going to F, coming back to C, you know, like I'm going mm-hmm. everywhere, and it's sort of not how I function, but it's sort of the only way I'm able to get things done right now, just because it's summertime and mm-hmm. there's other stuff going on, you know? So
yeah. And yeah. other obligations, because it is summertime, that you have to go and have the best summertime of your life.
Exactly.
Because we
yeah,
just had
exactly.
the crappiest summertime.
Very true. Right. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. But I would say, this is my own, from hearing what you're saying, my assessment is that you are exactly where you're supposed to be right now, which is observing this moment, which right. is that you are noticing something doesn't feel right, something's off. And so now I have to start taking notice. And what is it that can wait? And what is it that can, like, is a priority because it's going to get me to the place that I want to be?
Right.
So number one is, this is so silly. The why. The reason why I say it's silly is because this is what my husband tells me too. The why. Why do you think you need to do something, right? Why is that important to you, right? And I think that for me, and I don't know if you're in the same boat as me, for me, like, what gets in the way of – whatever gets in the way is, one, my daughter. Not that she's in my way, but just, like, you want – You're living a second life for her.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
You know? And then two, that there's just too much on the plate. So you have to just kind of eliminate everything and pick one thing for this day. Pick one thing for that day, you know, or pick something for this week. Go, okay, I have all this stuff on my list. This is what I'm going to complete this day. Just waking up every day and doing morning pages and doing yoga and doing your meditation mean that everything is going to be all right and everything's going to be perfect? No. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't do any of that, but if you don't do morning pages, which I think you probably should right now, just because you need that, like, to see your thoughts and have that connection with God, which, by the way, everybody, morning pages is writing out 3 pages, stream of thought, no thinking, just whatever pops into your head. Mm-hmm. And you start to kind of, like, see what's in there. If you start off, so I think it's a good time to go to morning pages, but not even tell yourself that it has to be morning pages, right? It can be anytime you realize, oh my God, I got to unload some stuff out of my head right now because it's stopping me from going forward. So it could be, oh, okay, it's 3 p.m. I got to get this out of my head. I got to get it out because it's stopping me. You know?
But the most
important thing is that you noticed that you stopped and took a breath and said, I can't just keep going here like a train out of control. I have to stop here and assess the situation. And it may take time. It may take even a week to really come to this realization. But if you actually allow yourself to sit there and say, I'm going to assess the situation. I'm going to be with where I am right now, which is that I feel out of control or whatever you're feeling. Why do I need to be in control? What is the reason that I feel that I have to be a certain way in order to be happy or to feel successful? And let's deep dive into that. Be your own kind of therapist, right? And don't let yourself get too dark. Because
no, but I see what you're saying. Yeah, I do see what you're saying. Like just kind of like you know, a therapist told me once. He said, invite the thoughts in for tea, you know, like just sit with them, just see what they got to say. And, you know, that's the one thing I forget. And this is why it's good that we have conversations is like the being aware I do, it's not the, I don't do much of the, like when I get into these moments, I don't do much of the listening. I'm like immediately scrambling for a solution instead of just like pausing and saying, pause and just listen. Like the solution may not be there right now, but I'm immediately in like, oh my God, find a solution mode. And instead, what you're saying is like, just listen to what is happening. There's obviously something there and, you know, something needs to change, something needs to be added or taken away. And that's what I have to remember. Like, I can't automatically go into solution mode, and I should not automatically go into like, oh my God, this is terrible. I'm, you know, like, it's like, as a Capricorn, you know, like I Capricorns are very much about the goal. Like they want that end goal. They're trying to always like climb higher and higher. Mm-hmm. So if I'm not climbing, it's almost like, oh my God, well, what am I doing? You know, what, you know, it's kind of like, it's kind of like that. It's odd for a Capricorn not to always be pushing for something or producing something. And it's like, that's, we've talked about this in podcasts before where producing something doesn't necessarily mean that you're, that it's a good thing, you know, like producing something doesn't mean you're living. You're just, you know, you might be producing something. It doesn't actually mean that it actually, you'll attain something from it. Right. I think that that's my thing.
It's not the end all.
It's not the end all be all. Exactly. Yeah. And I think that that's what it is. I think that I have so many balls up in the air of things that I really want to do. And I know that I'm supposed, because I say this to my daughter too. Like I say, pick one thing that you want to do. Just pick one thing and let's concentrate on it. Let's practice on that. And I don't take that advice myself. You know, like I don't, like, I know that there is one specific goal that I want to accomplish, and I often find excuses or reasons not to, you know, like I push it to the side, you know?
Well, you,
like,
know what else you have to realize is that you are an artist. You are an artistic person. You're an artist. So you have this sense about you. I mean, listen, anybody that's listening, you might be an artist too. You might not even realize you're an artist if you're going through this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, artists, there's a certain amount of control that needs to be there, and there's a certain amount of freedom that needs to be there, and they can be in conflict sometimes. So finding the balance can be challenging, and even being able to set boundaries with the people around you, to sit there and say, I'm not completely available to you 100% because this is my art time here. So maybe nobody's going to listen to you at first, and it's going to take a couple of arguments to do it. But then eventually, you're just going to have to be like, look, I stood my ground, and, you know, I had to be a you know what about it. But this is the time, you know, like when I was actually creating this painting, which I finally finished, and I'm happy about that. So I feel finally, my husband was like, it's dinner time, and I had acrylic paint dries, you know, and you could think of this as a metaphor for any, like, for your writing or any kind of creativity. Acrylic paint dries. If you don't get to it while it's out, it's going to dry up and it won't be there for you. And I'm mixing the paint from scratch here. I'm doing all the primary colors. Awesome. And I'm like, because I was like, why am I going to, I just wanted to experience that. And it worked out beautifully, actually. It's not that hard. But
I can't wait to see it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I should send you a picture. But 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 sometimes you have to sit there and tell the person, listen, I can't run to dinner right now. I'm an artist. Okay. So listen, artists don't run to dinner. Artists can be in their workshop for hours and hours and hours, and everybody else around them are going to have to accept that sometimes, you know.
Ooh, that's a hard one, but yeah, no, it's no, it's not a hard one. Like
hours, but yeah.
It's not a hard one for, but it's nice to hear you say that, because I think that, you know, there are people in my life that I'll be like, it's time for dinner. And like, I'm automatically in that traditional mode of like, we're all sitting at the table together. And then, you know, the artists, which are many in my life, they're not ready. They're in the middle of their project. And I'm just like, and I'll get mad, but I like what you said. It's so very true. Like, when you're in the zone, you cannot, you don't give a crap about dinner. Like, dinner is like the last thing on your mind. You're in the zone. You just like, Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. And I'm going to now, like, take that into complete consideration. I think that that's what it is, too. I think we're trying, like, I'm trying to undo so many of the things that I think I'm supposed to do. Like, I'm supposed to do this for this person. I'm supposed to do this for that person. I'm supposed to clean the house. You know, like, I got to stop. And the dinner one is another one. Like, if that person is not ready, they're not ready. It's fine. Like, I should give them that space.
That's and you perfect. Know what? Listen, yeah. You're not supposed to do anything. You're not supposed to do anything. You're supposed to, as far as like, you know, now being a contradicting myself, but what you're supposed to do
is... Hello? Chris?
Yeah, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, yes. All I heard was the thing that makes you, and I'm thinking you said happy. Yes,
the thing that makes you a pair of socks. No, I'm just kidding. No. what you're supposed to do is, first of all, assess your life, look at it, and go, you know what? What makes me happy out of life? Why? You need to take a deep dive, right? Why in the heck are you trying to live somebody else's life? This is some construct that was actually given to you. Whether that's the thing that you want that makes you happy, that's one thing. But if you know, obviously it's give and take. But if the thing that you're doing is just simply because that you think that that's what you're supposed to do, it's not the thing. It's not for
you. And that's what it is. It's the things. It's so hard to undo that, like, you know, to undo the things that I think I'm supposed to do. Like, you know, I grew up in a very, very, very traditional family. Like, you know, there were men and there were women. That's it. We both had roles and we listened to those roles and we didn't question them. And so when I moved out and then I got married, my husband is not that way. He too grew up in a very traditional home, but he didn't expect that of me. He didn't expect the same upbringing, you know, like he gave me that space to be and do what I want. And it's almost like, oh my God, well, you know, it's almost like when you look at a menu, it's too many choices, right? You're like, oh my God, well, wait a minute. This you know is too what? Much. Let me just fall back into what I know, which is let me do the things I'm supposed to do. You know,
I think in life, we think that nothing's happening unless we're struggling, unless we're feeling some sort of push or some pain behind it or something. That might just be like a New York thing, an America thing or whatever. But, you know, like I had to look at my own thoughts in the past to think about who's putting the pressure on me. Is it me? Or is it my husband? Is my husband saying you have to do all this stuff? Or am I saying that I think my husband thinks I should be doing all of this
it's
stuff?
It's me. It's definitely me. Yeah, yeah. No, it's definitely me. And like, and we've had these discussions before, like, you know, and I just, you know, it happened in the first year I had my daughter. Like I had her and I was just like, I was on top of it. I was like, she ate at a certain time. I made her own food. I was in control of everything.
Yeah.
And then but it didn't make me happy. It was just something that I thought I was supposed to do because that's what mothers are supposed to do. Right. Quote unquote. Mm-hmm. For anybody listening. No, we're not supposed to do that. so that when I finally let go, when I finally was like, why don't you free yourself up a little bit? Why don't you just see what happens should you not go by the schedule? And you know what? She didn't break. She's totally fine. She's a normal human being. I'm normal. You know, like everything worked out. And I think it's really a mind game. It's really my own mind. And, and it's really something that I have to pause and work on. Like I should ask myself often, am I doing this because I want to, or am I doing it because I think I'm supposed to? So I think that's my question. That should be my question.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I should make a list of things. Yeah. Yeah.
Lori, do you know, I'm always like, I have an epiphany. I had an epiphany. I had an epiphany. That's Christina.
Well, you just had one. You know, yeah.
That's Christina giving Christina therapy. You know what I'm saying? That's Christina stopping and listening. Why am I, you know?
Right.
And, you know, even like my mother doesn't agree with me always having epiphanies. She's just like, you just need to just live your life and not think about, you know, quote unquote, what's wrong with you. And I'm like, what's wrong with me, Mom? I'm just like noticing where like this thing that I need to unravel inside me comes from. I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, I feel like a brand new gift right now. So I have been through so much Christina therapy.
Yeah.
I actually, so I'll just tell you a little visual that I had when I was in therapy. I was probably in therapy for like a month. I never last very long because something comes up or I'm moving or whatever.
Right.
But I loved my therapist. She was so freaking cool. And when I would leave her sessions, I don't know. Okay. So I'll just say the visual that I had was that there was this box, right? This cardboard box. I didn't know what was inside this cardboard box. One day, the cardboard box opened up when I left therapy, right? Next time, I noticed there's a bunch of wires in this cardboard box that's wrapped around something. And the wires are like all different colors, like blue and red and all this stuff. I started to unravel those wires, and then we moved, and then, you know, all hell broke loose. But but then, like, that's kind of what I feel like. I didn't have my therapist anymore because I wasn't going to call her, you know, from far away. Anyway, so, but I totally recommend if you have a therapist you like that you jive with. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
But that's the most important thing. You got to jive with these people, just like any doctor, any yoga teacher, absolutely. Anything. You
right.
know?
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I just started to feel like that's what I always think back on is there's a gift inside there. That's me, my true nature, if you will. And I'm just unraveling it to get to that place, to the source of who I truly am. Before all the other stuff that happened in my life kind of covered it up, you know, and that's
right.
It is what it is, right? Life experience. But there's definitely like a way that I used to think when I was a kid, and I didn't understand why did I think that way. And even more recently, I uncovered that. I uncovered where it came from, what was my thoughts, what was somebody else's thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to figure out who Christina really is.
Right.
And so,
and you pretty much like kind of, you gave yourself your own therapy basically. But wait, hold on. The question is how, like, did you do it through meditation? Was it yoga? Was it books? Was it journaling? Like, I mean, obviously there had to be a lot of things.
A lot of listening, being open for the answers.
Gotcha.
Journaling, yes, absolutely. Morning pages took me through a lot of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
This understanding the person that was beating me up all the time is actually just myself, and I had to be aware of those thoughts and say, okay, why am I doing that for? Nobody thinks that. You're saying to yourself that you're...
Oh, we make up stories.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're making up this story. Why? To protect myself so that I can say, I already know that you can see that I'm shit. So I'm just going to tell you that I'm shit anyway. So in order for me... So to protect myself, to preserve myself from actually allowing myself joy and then think, you know, and then falling and realizing, no, I'm just crap. I would already say I'm crap. So I'm crap. So you can't do anything with this.
It's like you breaking up with the guy before he breaks up with you. Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's kind of like that. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. 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 Yes.
So
right.
So you just so be that, like, let's just say you show up late for work and you know your boss is going to say something to you and you're like, I know I'm late. I mean, don't ever do that. But
I've done it I've done it a few times, but yes, exactly.
You don't want them to think that you're a jackass, that you don't realize that you're late, that you're that person that just walks in blasé. Guess what? Right. It's nice to be that person that walks in blasé, that just goes, that looks, huh, what? You know, you don't even mention the fact that you're late. Just walk in and be there. And just be, you know, like, that's metaphorical.
Be like, hey, I showed up, whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Like, when you get there, you're gonna put your best foot forward. But anyway, that's very specific when I'm talking about being late for something. But it is something that is a big deal for people, being late to places then beating yourself up because you're late, because you missed the whatever that thing is, missed the ball or whatever. I don't know.
Right.
Drop the ball or whatever, and punishing ourselves for it when nobody's asking you to, because anybody that is annoyed with you, it's going to last 2 seconds and then it's over. And if it lasts any longer than that, it's just because they have to work through their own stuff. And, you know.
Well, I think that's what it is too. I think it's remembering, like you started this podcast earlier, you said your husband, you know, the why. Like, I have to keep remembering the why. The why as to why I do the stuff and like the stuff that I do is for me. That's the why. It brings me joy. So I have to remember that instead of thinking that there's some other out of body experience. And like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
The why is for no one else.
Can we get specific?
Can
I ask you what the things are that you want to do?
So I finally have my chapbook ready, right? Which is, it's about, you know, a chapbook is usually 10 to 30 poems, ready to be published under a certain theme. Okay. There's either a certain theme or a certain, like there's a relation to all of the poems. So I finally have that ready. Mm-hmm. And all I really need to do is like edit a few things here and there. And so that's ready to go and to be published and to, you know, start getting it out there. I also am finally writing.
Oops, I'm losing you here.
I don't know if it's because it's hard to write that I stop so often. And so I'll make up excuses to not write. Like, I'll think of a million things that I do want to write down for the story, and I'll grab a cup of coffee. I'll decide that it's now time to get the, and then I beat myself up for not remembering what I wanted to write. However,
Definitely.
Yeah.
Sit down and take the time. Oh, can I just say one thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're on the cusp of finishing something, completing it. Finish that thing first.
Right.
Because you're so close. Right. Like, I can understand, like, you want to do, you're doing two things at one time and they're in a creative process and they're both moving forward. But one of them at this moment in time is ready to be completed. And that will help you feel content that you completed that. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But
and
that's like right now that's going to be finished. So my husband actually was just talking to me the other day about, you know, babe, should I do this first? Should I do that first? I was about to call my husband mom. Okay. should I do this first? Should I do that first? He said, do the thing that's going to be finished the quickest. Do that thing first.
Okay.
You know, as far as work things are related. So finish that.
Right.
And then you got that out there, and then do the next thing, and then do the thing after that, you know? But like, I can totally understand, like, juggling two projects at one time, but you are so close to finishing that other project. And I actually didn't even think you were going to bring up that there was a second thing that you were doing. And I was going to throw in your face something that you told me, which is God wants you to succeed. Just to tell yourself, God wants you to succeed. Yeah. So there could be a moment right now where you're so close to finishing and you're stopping yourself because you're afraid to feel that that moment of success and that rawness, and I'm put out there and that's it and it's done.
Oh yeah.
You know, because I have to feel something.
Because,
you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's the thing.
Scary.
And that's,
yeah.
Cause mm-hmm. it's scary. That's right. Because this is the first thing, like I put my poems out there and stuff, but this would actually be a bunch of things. Actually, this will be like an accomplishment. This will actually be something that I've created that's in a book that I could actually hand over to people and be like, here you go. And that's, you know, that's like 20 plus years in the making here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of like, let's like stop being fearful about it and just get it done. And
I have a suggestion. Worry. Yeah. I have mm-hmm. a suggestion. If you can look up it's called Toastmasters. If you could look up a group.
Oh yeah. John did that, right?
John did that.
Yes.
My aunt Joan did it too. So this.
Okay.
But,
okay.
Talk
about it a little bit because I don't really know much about it.
Something that helps you public speak, right? Because getting your work out there, getting your art, getting anything that you created, entrepreneurial or anything like that, is about letting your voice be heard, right? Mm-hmm. And are you afraid to let your voice be heard? Is it hard for you to let yourself be awesome and incredible and let your voice be heard, you know? And so mm-hmm. doing something like, you know, improv, that's really hard, but it's a lot of fun. You know, it could be easy for some people, but improv, right. A class that you have to read your work out loud. This is you're right. putting yourself in that position, or even a non-paying thing like Toastmasters. I think it's non-paying. So basically it's, you can find a Toastmasters basically anywhere. It's a group of, so you'll just look it up, Toastmasters in whatever area you're living in.
Right.
And they'll probably like ask for space at a church or some hall or, you know, like some, you know, whatever, maybe occasionally you'll have it a party or something at somebody's house or something like that. But there is a certain kind of a requirement that you have to, that you're like building up to. So there's an agenda or schedule.
Right.
So when you first start Toastmasters, you're going to start, this is your first project. Then this is your next project. And it's about like persuasion and this and that and blah, 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 blah. Right. So it's a lot of writing, but it's also a lot of allowing yourself to free your own voice. So, mm-hmm.
Which is definitely an issue of mine. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, it's a issue for a lot of people. Honestly, it was a very, everybody looks at me sideways when I tell them, oh, I was shy when I was a kid. You know,
right.
Like, they look at me like, no, you weren't. You were my family. I don't even know what they look at me like because nobody's listening to anybody. They're like, I just heard myself for the first 15 years of your life. What are you talking about?
Right.
But you know, like I was shy in elementary school. I was shy in high school. I didn't want to be shy. And it was something that I had that's like basically a life's work is just, you know, like I took the acting classes. I wanted to be bigger than boxed in. Right. I wanted my spirit to be released rather than boxed in, which is, I think, why I'm so attracted to acting, because once again, as an Aquarius, you get the script, you get the schedule you have to live up to, and then you get to have your voice and your emotions and put that all out there and just really express and emote and stuff like that. But I think, you know, yeah, there are definitely certain elements in our body and our, you know, like I think about the chakras, like what is not feeling balanced. You can mm-hmm. think about, you know, you can actually look up the chakras and do kind of a quiz on yourself online and see what doesn't feel balanced right now. You can and do things to promote that. Mm-hmm. But one of the things I like to do inside my yoga class is to help people free their voice and have a voice and feel like, yeah, I am allowed to speak the way I feel. I don't have to suppress myself. I don't have to fit into this box. So mm-hmm. we do this thing where we, you know, it's a breath technique. It's also like chanting or mantra, but there's also one thing that we do, which is we come into goddess pose, legs are wide, take a nice inhale, hands reach up into the air. On the exhale, we bend our elbows and pull them into the side body.
Yes.
And ha, you know, I don't know if I did that with you when we did like,
yes, we've done it before. And we've definitely done it before. And that is actually very, very releasing. Like I like that releasing, you know, I like that sort of, it gets a lot of the energy out of that throat chakra out of there, you know,
which is nice. Whatever you need to get out. And whatever you need to get out of your body to yell, mm-hmm. to expel, mm-hmm. that is stopping you from going forward. Like anything that happens in a yoga class that you like, go home and do it. And tell everybody, mm-hmm. hey, this is what I'm doing right now. You're going to have to deal with it. You know? Like, seriously. Oh,
my family has definitely heard me chant and say things out loud and breathe heavy. And they've definitely heard me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It's funny because the story we tell ourselves is, I think especially for women, is like, be subtle, stay quiet, under the radar, you know, fall into place. Yeah. And so that when we do things, like I know when you take that big exhale out and you make that noise, that just feels so, oh my God, it feels so good. And you're like, why don't I do this often? Why don't I do it often? And I know I have to do a lot more throat chakra work. I know it's definitely better than what it's been, but I know that I see myself public speaking. I see myself recording myself live, mm-hmm. and doing things like that. I just have to practice it, you know? I have to practice it because I've done open mics before, but it's different because I have the piece of paper in front of me. I'm still able to not face the people, but I would like to be in front of an audience and speak the way I'm speaking to now. You know what I mean?
I think a lot of people are afraid that their emotions, afraid to be vulnerable, mm-hmm. you know, and that the emotions are going to come out of them. And let me tell you something. I am the first person to tell you right now, Lori, I think you've been there. I can't give my father a congratulations speech for his retirement without just crumbling into a ball, into a mess of tears. And, you know, fighting that only makes it worse. If you have to have those vulnerable talks, it's hard to be vulnerable. It's hard to, it depends, right, on who you are. I turn into a hot mess. But I will say this. I'm not ashamed of it. What if you were to go up to the open mic and just let the tears flow? You know what's going to happen? You're going to release something inside of you. You're going to experience the tears. Somebody and everybody might be touched by it. And also it's going to be over at some point. So then when it's over, you've learned something about yourself. And then the next time you go to do something, it might not be as emotional, but it could be a little bit more vulnerable without the overwhelming sense of emotions because you've never released it before. But you know, you gotta allow yourself to make mistakes in life.
Unfortunately, we got cut off on our last episode, so I'm going to wrap it up. What I want to finish by saying, this is your host, Lori, and I would like to finish by saying what I've learned from Christina on this episode is that something that Brené Brown often talks about, and it's what's gotten me out of my own rut, and it is vulnerability is not winning or losing. It's having the courage to show up and be seen when we have no control over the outcome. Vulnerability is not weakness, it's our greatest measure of courage. So I think when we show up, whether we're in a rut, whether we're just scared of doing something and that's why we fall into the rut, whatever the reason may be, just show up. As long as you wake up every day and you show up, that's all we are intended to do. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope you'll come back for more. Next week, it will be Christina hosting, and I have no idea what she'll be asking me or what we'll be talking about, but that's the fun part. So I hope that you've enjoyed this episode, and I wish you a good day. Bye.